I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Yes.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
United Way has launched America's first statewide cybercrime hotline. Why is that important? Because now, with the pandemic and people working at home more and more, and probably working at home next year, cybercrime is going to be something that we need to pay attention to, and we need to have a resource to help us out with that. And joining us by phone to talk about that very thing is Jason Loacano. Jason, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Jason, tell us your official title, because it's a long one.
My official title is Manager of the Cybercrime Victim Support Program.
See, I already feel better now because I'm talking to the right guy. As I alluded to in the open, a lot of people are working from home now, and probably a lot of them don't have any real cyber crime or hacking prevention, or at least good enough stuff on their computer. Tell us about how we can be better at facing cybercrime.
Obviously, there's numerous ways to be better about cybercrime and your own personal security when you're on your computer. The first and I would say easiest way is to update your passwords. That's probably one of the more neglected things, having a password like password or something to that effect, easily can be cracked, and we should be a little more vigilant about that. So a good rule of thumb that we like to say is around 8 or 10 characters, and if you use a combination of uppercase and lowercase and numbers and symbols, stuff like that. Actually, a great way that a gentleman I was speaking with a while ago, if you use an entire sentence, don't use this one, but if you said, "This is my Amazon password," that is so long with spaces and things like that, it's not going to get cracked for quite a while, even without, you know, all the other stuff. So something like that, or you could just use a password manager like LastPass or one of those types. So besides passwords, make sure your systems are all up to date. These are antiviruses and program updates. You know, if a program has a security flaw or something like that, and the company figures it out, patches it, that information will be public, and cyber criminals can get a hold of that. So if you're not updating your programs, a cyber criminal can look specifically for that vulnerability and get into your system. So you want to make sure that all of your devices and things are up to date and things like that. And then without going into, an hour of this, you know, one thing we like to say is just, you know, use good common sense whenever you're online. Nigerian princes are not going to park millions of dollars with you, things like that. So just common sense, and specifically for the for maybe the parents out there, talk to your children about cybersecurity and don't be clicking on random things on the internet, random ads. You know, something I didn't think about a while ago, but kids that are playing like online video games, you know, when I was in school, you know, they said don't talk to strangers. Well, now they're playing video games constantly with strangers that they're talking to. So you don't realize that, you know, we live in a new world, so you got to kind of be vigilant about that kind of stuff.
And saving your passwords on your hard drive, not probably a good idea, right?
Well, you want to be a little careful with those. There are password managers on there that are more encrypted that you can use, but sometimes the ones that are just in your browser may not be the best choice to use. So you could probably be a little more cautious with those.
So I know the parents and, you know, people that are working at home for the first time probably are thinking, well, I'm just getting a little overwhelmed by this because, you know, we're not here to scare you. But on the other hand, we're here to scare you because it's a real thing. You know, companies are getting hacked. Everybody's getting hacked at some point. So tell us what the Cybercrime Support Network does.
So the Cybercrime Victim Support Program, it's a program partnered with a national nonprofit. That's the Cybercrime Support Network. They're an agency dedicated to supporting victims of cybercrime, and we're also partnered with the FBI and the Department of Justice. One of the purposes of the program is to increase the amount of cybercrime that's reported. The FBI received over well over 400,000 complaints last year, resulting in about maybe $3.5 billion in loss. And they're estimating that only about 15% of the cybercrime that's actually happened is getting reported. So a big part of this program that we're running is to increase the amount of reports that are filed. And the more reports filed, the better understanding federal agencies and local law enforcement are going to have for what kind of cybercrime is happening and where it's happening and how they can, you know, reallocate resources and help. We also assist victims with recovery, whether or not that's financial recovery, like if your credit card or bank account is hacked, or even emotional recovery, if it's something more traumatic like cyberbullying or a romance scam or something. And then finally, through our outreach efforts and the specialists in the 211 call center that we work with, we try to educate individuals on what cybercrime looks like and how to avoid it to prevent victimization. You know, so all those things I was just talking about passwords and stuff like that, we try to educate people on all of those things so that they can be a little safer online.
Well, how does one report cybercrime?
So there's multiple ways you can do it. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the FTC has actually put out much more ads and things this year because of COVID-19 and all the things, scams that are happening around that. Also with the FBI specifically, you call 211 to speak to a live specialist. You can also, if you prefer to text, you can text your zip code 898-211, or if you like to use your computer, you can go on hpw.org/get help to chat with a specialist. And then, of course, you can also go to our partner agency's website, that's fraudsupport.org, and they've got tons of national resources to assist you and help you out any way they can.
What about ransomware? You hear about ransomware, you know, people, you get these notices to say, oh, we've locked up your computer and you have to, you know, give us X amount of money. What do you do when you get that notice?
Well, unfortunately, if you do get hit with a ransomware, that's when things can it can become a little more difficult. Depending on what it is, you may be at risk of losing it. There are corporations that get hit with ransomware all the time, and they have to, they're contacting the FBI, and they may have to go through the steps to actually pay it. And obviously, that's not where you want to be. So that's why we encourage all the other steps to prevent that from happening. But unfortunately, it is a fact that these kind of things do happen. So if you are hit with a ransomware, again, depending on what's actually being ransomed off or being held captive, for lack of a better term, you know, you may have to decide whether or not it's worth it just, you know, wiping it and taking the loss, or contacting the FBI and reporting it that way.
There's always pitfalls to whatever we do. Now, the online community, of course, you know, it's just going to keep growing, especially next year when I imagine a lot of businesses are going to be hybrids of people working at home and people working in the office. And of course, you know, companies have their own ways of setting things up. And I know you can't refer us to one company or another or one program or another, but when somebody's setting up a system that will help keep the viruses at a minimum, let's just say, what should we look for in an antivirus software?
There's multiple options out there, and you know, and depending on what your needs are, it plays a big part of what they're looking for. There's antiviruses that run continuously in the background that can scan constantly, and that might be important if you're doing, you know, more security heavy work. There's things like VPNs. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. That's like setting up an encrypted line from your computer to a server farm somewhere, and that way no one can see what you're doing. And that's great if you're trying to send private emails, encrypted emails, and stuff like that. So as far as one, you know, a spam blocker or antivirus over the other, again, it really just depends on what your needs are. For my money, most of the free antiviruses out there are perfectly fine for the standard individual user. You know, they'll, like I said, they'll run in the background. They'll prevent anything from getting in. If you need a little more help, say grandma likes to click on every ad that pops up on the screen, you may want something like a spam blocker that runs in the background to kind of prevent that. You know, obviously, once you start getting into corporate companies and things like that, that's when they start looking at the heavier duty antivirus programs.
So you should have something, especially if you have kids now. Kids are going to be home more often, and they're going to be on the computer all the time, and they're not going to be looking out for cybercrime. So you want to set something up that's already going to run by itself, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you've got kids at home and they're old enough to start getting onto the computer, yeah, you definitely want something running. I mean, and again, it's not even kids. It's for your own protection. You should always have something running in the background that's going to keep you just a little bit safer, give you a peace of mind for when you're online.
Now, you mentioned earlier about recovery, and you said something interesting, not just recovery of, you know, your computer or your laptop, but you said emotional recovery. That's important in this kind of situation, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. you know, I think I specifically mentioned things like cyberbullying and stalking. That's obviously terrifying, and that can definitely be an emotional trauma. But, you know, there's things like romance scams, which are really popular around, like, say, Valentine's Day. They're popular all the time. But whereas things like phishing scams, you may have heard of, the email scams, they're the most popular type. Romance scams actually equate for the most amount of loss. They estimate about $200 million worth of loss just in romance scams. So where you think about a romance scam as being a financial impact and you want to get your money back, but really, you know, they may not see the emotional side of that. If you're in a romance scam, yes, you may have lost $100 or $500 or how much, but you also could potentially just have your heart broken. So if you are, you know, if you're in that kind of situation, calling 211 may just give you that that outlet of somebody to speak to, and we're there to listen, you know. So we just want to make sure that you have somebody to talk to and maybe help get you through that time.
Well, that's what's great about the Cybercrime Support Network. It is a support network, and it's so easy to get a hold of somebody. Just dial 211 and tell them what you're doing. I mean, this is not a small thing. You know, I read that 211 takes nearly 200,000 calls a year. So you're not putting them out saying, well, I don't want to bother you with this, but no, that's what they're there for. You call 211 on your phone, on your cell phone, and you just say, this is what the problem is with my, you know, having security problems or we're having bullying or whatever it is you're having, and they will just point you in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. So again, we're there to give you resources that can assist you, whether that's just speaking to somebody, you know, like, you know, if things had unfortunately escalated to a point, we are nationally accredited suicide prevention line as well, so we can, you know, if it's really traumatic, we can talk with you. We're a place to listen. We're somebody to listen to you when we're, if you need somewhere to talk to. We're also there to give you resources. And again, getting that report filed with the FBI to prevent this from happening to others is a big part of what we're there for. People say they don't want to, they maybe don't want to report for whatever reason. Maybe it's fear or embarrassment. That's a huge one. Or individuals like that might say, well, it's already happened, let's just move on. And unfortunately, that would be somebody like myself. You know, I tend to not want to dwell on it. You know, I want to move past. But you gotta remember, it's not just yourself. It's the people after you. So you want to, you know, we're reporting so that this doesn't happen to the next person.
So if you're a victim of cybercrime, or you think maybe you are, but you're not sure, and you want to report it, just dial 211 on your cell phone. It's the cybercrime hotline, let's call it. It's in partnership with the Cybercrime Support Network. The 211 line is sponsored and managed by United Way. So you can call 211 not just for cybercrime, but if you have any other problems, you need some help or some assistance or anything, just information, just call 211 and somebody would be there to talk to you 24/7. That's the best part about it. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're kind of worried about something. Just call 211. There's a friend. So check it out, especially if you have cybercrime or you're just worried about how to set up your home office or the computer for your kiddos. Just ask them. It's United Way's 211. Well, Jason Loacano, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.